Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 20 of the Winter Feast for the Soul, the halfway point. Exciting. Let's take a moment to settle into our seat just the way you are today. Really allowing yourself to be in the present moment, however you are. And continuing our discussion of patience today, I wanted to point to being patient with time, with how long things take. Whether that's the little spinning circle on your computer, or how long it takes the water to boil, how long it takes me to drive from Elliott to Portsmouth. And all the ways in which we intend to want to rush time, want to get to the end of whatever we're doing or whatever's happening. And just noticing the ways in which we can't rush time. Things take time. We have to wait for answers, wait for the computer to do its thing, wait to get over the bridge. Remembering that time isn't really something that's under our control. We don't manage time like we talked about in generosity. We don't manage time. Everyone has the same amount of time. And we can step back from wanting to manage it and just be with it, be patient with how long things take. You just notice that sense of being patient with time and working with it instead of rushing it. Really connects to something I talked about earlier in the feast, which is always wanting there to be another now. Right? We want to be at the end, or you know, haven't completed something or got the answer. And there's a lot of in-between time in our life. So how we handle the in-between times, and can we be patient with that? So I invite you to notice as you go through your day the in-between times and how you're relating to that. Are you relating to that skillfully, or are you trying to throw away that time? The only time that we're alive is really in the present moment. So shifting to the more formal practice, noticing the transitions, the in-between time, taking our seat, feeling the sense of ground on our cushion, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the whole weight of the body just resting here in the now. And from that sense of groundedness, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Going with the flow, as they say. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front. Connecting with our tender heart, our sense of care for ourselves and others. Particularly in the in-between times. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease, wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and joy of our connection and practice together.